around for the show.
Hello, we have another two podcasts in the galaxy.
Welcome to our classroom.
As you can see, we have a whiteboard, so you guys can be taking notes as well. Get out your pens or papers or whatever you use, or just keep your listening caps on.
Because class is now in session. So, I'm wondering how many of our users have thrown away their formula sheets from the good old math days in high school, you know?
Did you ever skip math class when you were younger?
No, I loved math. I actually had a crush on all my math teachers, I was always in those advanced math classes.
I was an okay math nerd. I was forced to take them to Calculus 2. So
I love when you say forced.
I was forced.
We all were forced to take every subject.
I was actually forced because of the classes I took in college. My econ and my physics class, like I had to take, they all required certain levels of calculus. But yeah.
Because everything is connected.
Ever thought, when the fuck am I going to use all of these math formulas I'm learning? We didn't learn how to do our taxes, but we learned all of this math stuff. So now in the real world, we're out of college, recently out of college, too.
1 year, to be exact.
6 months for me. How long have you been at? Yeah, but, so we're here in the real world. You know, let's fucking take all of the knowledge we've learned and make you have some fun with it. I guess maybe
related to the human instincts of pleasure and sex.
Understand that everything you're doing involves some form of mental calculation, whether you're thinking about it or not. Like, one of the things you're saying, when you're switching positions, when you're in that awkward calculation part and you're trying to figure out pieces of bodies together, I guess, you know, all of that's going on in your head. So
get to know the person that you are with and what makes them feel comfortable and what makes them feel pleasure, because all these formulas are subjective to each person, subjective to each problem, professor might say, or your high school teachers.
Yeah, your high school teacher, your math teacher, if you're a math teacher right now, if that's what your profession is and you're listening to this,
classroom, they'll learn, I promise you.
They'll listen. I think you'll get a kick out of it. You know what I mean? Me and Gabby, Gabby was a mathematics nerd in college, in high school, and I was a physics nerd in college. We're still math and physics nerds. Mm-hmm. So we're
we try to, it's not like I'm not doing any classes right now in math or physics, but we're trying to relate it to our real life.
This is the school of life. Isn't life just
and
one
make our
giant
own
learning?
Theories of life. We are philosophers. We are
world is our classroom.
Theories and people's quotes. Why can't our names be at the end of these quotes in our own theories, you know? So.
Exactly. If it was all made up, we can also make some stuff up, too. So,
exactly.
This is where we bring to you the mathematics and physics of sex at Stream Our Consciousness Podcast. We hope you fucking like it. Please like and subscribe. Please send it to your friends, your mom, your grandma, whoever needs some fucking sex math in their life. You know what I mean? Play this live, I guess. You'll learn some stuff, but regardless, stick around for the ride and take a trip with us.
So,
session one, ladies and gentlemen. Please take it away.
I'm going to start you off.
You guys remember the quadratic formula? This was a hard one over here. We're gonna make it even harder for you, okay? So, we were thinking, how can we make the quadratic formula be sexual? Well, what is quad? Quad is 4. Okay, quad way right there. Why do people skip, right? You hear people talking about 3 ways? But I never hear it. They skip to orgies right away, I feel like.
I know, right? And this is a great position, just a quick little add-in. Great position for two couples.
Two pairs of friends.
You got another friend.
You guys are feeling frisky.
And you just want to get to know each other in this way.
Yeah. Start. It's easier. Maybe it's less intimidating starting with one-on-one, right? So you have that ability to pick a partner, start one-on-one.
yeah, chill with them,
and then the room is feeling the frisky vibe. After that is in play, everyone knows the vibe.
Everybody knows the vibe after that.
So yeah. I've never personally done this myself.
I didn't say this either. I don't think we've done any. Well, we didn't test out the theory yet,
but just imagine it.
Just imagine.
It sounds good in theory, and get back to us if you want to try it out. So what is the actual formula? So what you remember from math class is probably x equals b plus or minus the square root of b plus 4ac over 2a. Now, what does that actually mean? You want to know? In sex terms, I'm talking. Sex equals bad plus or minus, add or, you know, whatever your preference is, plus or minus, the square root of bitches plus four ass cocks over two asses. It's spelled out there.
We spelled it out into the formula. You know what I mean? Sex equals bad plus or minus square root of bitches four ass cocks over two asses.
So honestly, I'm going to add something to the formula, and I don't know.
Oh, impromptu.
So it only is addressing cocks, but we should look at cunts too, because cunt does mean vagina, that and does, like, address both. You know what I mean? And, like, I know people have a negative connotation. That's a very controversial word, like calling people cunt, of course.
Yeah, but think it's referring about it to the sexual
in
yeah.
a sexual way. So I just wanted to add that on. Right.
That is how you and your three other whoever humans
you want to kind of set that up with, and you're thinking right now in your head that maybe we'll be down.
Yeah,
for,
you're thinking
you know,
in your head plus you or have, minus yeah. bitches. Oh, I got four asses over here and two asses over there. Like,
yeah.
You can start. Put in things together. It's spelled out for you, and you're gonna get your own formula sheet at the end of
yeah.
class. So make sure don't lose it. Make sure you keep that,
yeah.
Because it's gonna help you on the open notes exam.
Exactly.
But again, if you need help with anything after in office hours, please.
Yeah.
Come
we
to
do
us.
Appointment only, so please just DM us, and we'll let you know. And we'll give you a Google Calendar invite.
I'm all about that Google Calendar. Yeah. I think that's where this is coming from. But let's move on. All right, let's get into some physics, my fucking shit.
So we went from algebra, now transitioning to physics.
Right. Yeah. All right, we're going now into the oral formula. Now, in physics, you're given some things, right? Because all of these formulas have letters. But sometimes, obviously, with math, you need to have the context what these letters are. What do they mean? How do you... You have to calculate
variables,
sometimes individual...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're variables. You have to calculate every individual. And we're going step one, like basics. So these are some of your givens, and I gave you some of that. But the two formulas, like, you know what I mean, that's going to be the most important is... I'm coming to sex and physics... Two most obvious formulas that can come up in my head from my previous physics knowledge was pressure and force, right? Because it's what's happening during sex, you know what I mean? It's natural physics. We have natural physics. So you want to calculate how much pressure you should exert on your partner. It depends on what body part, what section, you know what I mean? This
what
is
area,
where...
What, that means what section, what area?
Yeah, so we have pressure, right? And that is calculated by force over area. And now, this is where... We come in as licensed philosophers to say, when you're applying a natural science to a non kind of very quantum, well, it can be quantified, we're clearly quantifying it, but something that's not been quantified in the past, it's all subjective. You know what I mean? Humans are so subjective, and that's where philosophy in physics comes into play. You know what I mean? You, like, the area, you're going to be working with very different areas, with people of all different body types, etc. You know what I mean? Like, what specific area you're working on, you're concentrating that pressure or force on. You know what I mean?
You can't go measuring that.
Yeah, you're not going to be...
like, a quantitative size that measures
exactly.
That. Exactly.
So this is where
that's
I
when
put...
you come into the theory and, like, thinking about it.
So this is where we have our givens. Area, A, capital A equals force. I mean, capital A equals area. Capital F equals force. Capital P equals pressure. So we have pressure equals force over area. Area, subjective, whatever you're working with. Again, you're not calculating your mind, but this is what you're kind of working with.
Force.
Force, that's a whole other force, the whole other thing that you're going to calculate separately. Force equals mass times acceleration. Well, that's a whole other fucking subjective thing there. We have our givens. Yeah, mass, and then you're given acceleration. Mass, how are you going to calculate that? You know what I mean? It depends on the person. Like, same goes with area. It's all subjective to the human. Acceleration is even another formula. It's velocity over time. So, again, velocity changes with direction. Oh, that was one of my physics AP classes, like, questions, and I fucking ace that. Velocity changes with distance. It is not consistent. If you change your distance, your velocity changes. Your speed can stay the same no matter what distance you're going to. Ooh, that's some nerdy fucking shit, so right,
it's
there.
Like when you get closer to the person, and then when you get, like, when you have more air between you versus when you get really close to a person.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna change the positioning of your body. Positioning matters with velocity. So again, relative.
So, hold up.
And then we have, again, time. That's all subjective. So acceleration is its own subjective thing. You're multiplying by mass, which is this other subjective thing. To get force, which is a subjective thing. And then again, force over area, subjective thing, equals pressure. Do you get my drift? I'm trying to connect these formulas to sex. And I don't know. I feel like it's not done more often to, like, understand that there's, I guess, put natural sciences in a very human context that is much more simplified, not this complex thing. It gets 10 times more complex than that, and you can already see with the changing variables, but it's cool. It's the oral formula, which is equal to just P equals F over A. That's as simple as it is. It's a pressure fucking formula. So, you got any other formulas you're trying to, any physics nerds that are trying to sauce me some other sex formulas that they would think would be relevant and funny and have the context of physics and sex, send them over my way. You'll get some extra credit.
Yeah, and I definitely think it's important to note that, yes, it is subjective, but that's when you kind of have to take control of your situation and kind of ask the other person. Everyone is so different, and just because one person might want it, the force or the pressure a little harder or softer, doesn't mean a new person that you're with is going to want the same thing. So that's when you're like, so you ask.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
This is
you
all case
slowly,
by case.
You know what I mean? You can't do it so fast because you don't know. Take your time and go slowly and gradually. It will, you know.
It will play out. The force, the natural physics, natural physics, things you find in common that you are able to understand based off so many different types of complexities of the human biological species interacting with someone else.
Yeah, like, it's so different. Even, like, just interacting, I'm so short, interacting with someone, if you're, like, someone that's the same height, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus someone that's shorter than you,
exactly.
Versus someone that's taller than you. That's what they mean by area, too.
Exactly.
It's, like, it's not always going to be the same with the positions with each and every person that you're with.
Exactly. And that is the perfect segue
into
our
session number three.
This is where it leads into, hey, body parts are so fucking different.
And everything you're going to calculate is going to be so different depending
on what you're doing. So, we bring to you the famous, infamous SOHCAHTOA. You fucking remember it, unless you skipped class that day in math, and so fucking sorry, because this was a pretty big chapter, and so if you missed that class, you probably were bugging. That's what I hated about missing, like, I hated about missing math class. I missed one day of math class, I was done. I was like, no, my brain won't keep up, that shit's so hard, I would have to come, like, literally for an entire week, I have to go after school to meet with her and be like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? But, like, but yeah, like, shout out to my math teachers in high school, I gotta give them a quick shout out. I don't know if I can give you a quick shout out, you know what I mean, but you're doing some important things, clearly, because you and I.
Ooh, I like your stick.
You know what I mean?
Like your stick.
Yeah, it's my stick.
You're just like,
yeah, like a cat, like when you, like, get to the thing. All right, so.
SOHCAHTOA. Let's bring it back to the famous, infamous SOHCAHTOA.
Okay, let's go back to SOHCAHTOA.
Let's just do a really quick overview about what the fuck is going on here. You know what I mean? This was a hard chapter in class, so listen up, students.
I'm just kidding. You do whatever you want to skip. I don't keep attendance. but all right.
But we look at analytics.
Yeah, we do. We do. We're watching the attendance, but we're doing it for our own sakes, not for yours. But anyways, all right. I'm just kidding. I'm really Just kidding. We're all teachers here. We love our students so dearly. So dearly. But Sokotoa, I got to give you an overview. What the fuck is Sokotoa? What does it apply to? What are you looking for? You are looking for right triangles. Sokotoa only works in that case. So that's why we wanted to have fun.
You want to do it the right way, Gabby. As Gabby just said, yes.
But, all right. We got right triangles. This is what makes it fun because you're trying to get your body position to fit into a triangle so you can match the fucking formulas that pertain to the angle of your body position.
Yeah, in that right triangle. And that's like, control A.
Yes. So this is where we're going. And we made the bodies shift into right triangle positions and some positions, as we labeled, some are giver positions and some are receiver positions. So that's where you're gonna get a little more aspect of when you're gonna do this. So regardless, is we're gonna keep the right triangle concept. We have these formulas and we're relating it to your body position, to your body parts, to make a certain position for you to have sex based on sine, cosine, and tangent.
Theta thoughts.
We got theta A, we got theta B, we got theta C for these three different positions. And then Gabby, take us home.
Okay, let's start out. So this is for a giver perspective, right? You are, whatever you're given.
Given that good mouth, I would assume that you're using your mouth, but be creative out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off with your back in the air over here acting as the hypotenuse. Then naturally your legs and your thighs are going to go over here acting as the opposite angle. Now here, this is going to form a right angle, but with your head you are going to form the angle that we are trying to solve for, because this is the angle of maximum pleasure. This is where this stuff
you're
is giving. Happening.
This
you're
is giving. What giving right there.
Now, what are you giving this?
You're giving
spot over
theta
here.
Thought.
Exactly.
A, that, yeah.
You're working with whoever you're working with is gonna be over here.
And for any like specific math nerds that are gonna, you know, critique, just saying that the other base part of that triangle is going to be on whatever surface you're going to be. You know what I mean? You
yeah,
make that
whatever
connection
surface
to the
exactly.
head there. So that's gonna, same goes for the other positions. The triangles are formed on two body parts based on the formula, and then the rest is going to
yes.
be on whatever position or thing is upon.
And then whatever slant and angle you want to work with, you can do it. You know what I mean? It varies. You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
always
the angle
gonna vary.
Changes.
The angle's
based
always
on
gonna
your
change yes, based
on length.
Based
yeah.
on length, exactly.
Exactly, based on length, what you're trying to do, everything, you know what I mean? How much you're receiving, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like you're giving something, what are you receiving? You have to, that angle is going to be calculated by the opposite of the hypotenuse, and that's how you're going to find the sine of theta A, which is that given position, where your head is posted.
All right, let's move on to the next one. We have a receiver position. Do you want to take it away, Anna?
Yeah, of course. We're going to do cosine with this one. Cosine of theta B. That's what this position is called. Theta thought B. So we got the formula for cosine is adjacent over hypotenuse. So we tied that, those body parts, to your back as the adjacent over your legs as the hypotenuse. And then usually that connection is going to be there. So that angle, that cosine angle, is what you're going to be receiving with you flat on your back, your head's over there, and your legs are pushed upwards towards you, creating that triangle dynamic for you. The ultimate pleasure receiving position, you know what I mean? You're fully out there, ready, and it's an amazing position. It's probably one of my favorites, so. It's a receiver position,
yeah.
Cosine theta B.
Yeah, you said it beautifully. Any questions?
Class? Let's take a little break and let's do a little sponsorship.
Shout out to our sponsors, The Street Supply. This is a t-shirt that I made, which is the same vibe, like vintage tees that they're going to be selling. But their main thing are sneakers and like shoeless apparel. So please check it out. The link is going to be in the bio. Like, thank you for being actually our first sponsor. And please check out these tees.
All right, we're going to finish off. Thanks for sticking around until we finish.
Yeah, I hope you're all taking notes in your mind.
I hope you all are taking
really good. So you're ready and prepared for this situation.
For this exam, these real life exams, you know what I mean? Don't think of life as an exam, but you know what I'm saying. Like, you get to put this into practice. It's how you put it into practice. Life is a giant fucking exam, all right? It's a little too philosophical, but that's where we are.
So we are trying to figure out tan, the angle of tan theta C.
Yes, do you, this is a group, because it can be both a receiver and a giver position.
Exactly. So we have a lot of variety. You know, we only had three triangles to work really with. You know?
Good shit. Yeah.
And this is our theory. And you know, there's a lot of triangles out there. Isosceles. We can go on and on.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. There's so many triangles, but this is
the right triangle, because it's just like what we got. It's what we got in our mind. The SOHCAHTOA. You know what I mean? You got these formulas. So we're gonna finish off with tan again. The formula for the We're going to do tan of sine theta thought C. So tan of, I don't know if that's fucking right. You know what I mean? But tan of sine C equals the formula for tangent is opposite over adjacent. So here we made the, opposite over tangent. Tan equals opposite.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to do the angle of your rear again. So it's kind of like a, you know what I mean? It's like this is a giver position, but your receiver position. We'll explain a little more there.
Yeah.
But if you get a wall right in front of you, right, that's creating the other face of the position. You have your head towards the wall. You have your back towards your partner. You're angling your back to be kind of the hypotenuse. But again, the hypotenuse is not in this formula, so remember that. So the wall is actually going to be your opposite, and the adjacent body part is going to be your thighs, and that's where that angle is going to change for how much exposure you're giving to the back. But this is a giver position and a receiver position. The position here is optimal for you to receive, but you know that shit bounces back.
Exactly. So we're thinking it's not only a receiver position, but it's honestly a very equal position in energy and power and force that you're kind of giving to each other. So it's something that you want to kind of do back and forth. So you're not going to just be standing there and doing like a fucking like wall sit. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're just not standing there. You want to be doing squat. Like, you know what I mean? You want to be like bouncing back, doing your thing, going in the motion, feeling the other people's. I don't know how many people were playing the other person's motion.
Yeah, you gotta
kind of rock back and forth with it. So this is a pretty equal exertion of energy, I would say.
Exactly, and that's a whole other physics thing we can go into later on. But the exertion of energy, all of it. So energy, baby.
These are the formulas that we've had stored up in our minds.
School brains. Now we're adult brains.
And it kind of just came back, and one day we were just thinking in the park, and we bought our whiteboard, and we were just writing down formulas, and naturally, Anna connected it to sex.
Yeah, we did.
It made logical sense.
Yeah, we're like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing a lot of research on just kind of like mathematics and physics and like its objectivity, you know, and it's like it's facts but objectivity, you know what I mean? It being able to be a fact, all natural sciences provides this standpoint that is all completely objective, and it's facts. You can argue that it is partially objective, but everything is subjective. So it's just like, I don't know why, but this made me think of like I was watching some interviews about evolution and people who do believe in God and do believe in that, like, there is a higher being making all these things work out. But if you say evolution is wrong, you're saying chemists are wrong, you're saying biologists are wrong, and you're the whole everything of knowledge that is created and quantified unravels, you know what I mean? So it negates everything, but also expands. It sort of also shows that everything is everything. The fact that it can negate everything, it can also be everything. So that's why this is a little out there. This is a little out there, you know what I mean? And it's like, I know people talk about this, but this is not mainstream, you know what I mean? I want more mathematics and physics of sex. I want more people there. I want to chat with you guys. I'm going to be like, oh shit, I also thought about that one day. Like, this isn't anything new. I know people are out there thinking of that and putting those two things together. Things that are, you know what I mean? Physics know that everything is natural. Chemistry is natural. Oh my God. My shout out to my close friend who's getting a PhD in organic chemistry, but he's very on this vibe of like chemistry is everywhere. like chemistry is everywhere, physics is everywhere, and like, you know, from like earth science, bro. Sorry, I'm going on this nerd tangent, but yeah, like earth science, like when you're in the ocean and you're learning, like you learned about water surface tension, you learned about waves and sediments, things that are going on underneath you that are natural, that are quantified, that are, you know what I mean, that people know and people can say, like, sediments lay in this area when waves crash in this form, the gravity, the velocity, the all of it. It's like, it's all so natural and also real. And so, like, of course we're going to connect math and physics to our high school sex formulas, you know what I mean? We're going to make sex formulas out of our fucking high school minds, because that's what we were taught. And if we, it's just the concept of that. I hope all of you are riding on that and are listening in, because they're like, oh shit, math and physics are everywhere, and this is, it's, I don't know, I'm like, I don't fucking know, but that's where I'm at. And I, like, again, everything is everything. That's why we love infinity. You know, everything is everything, and everything negates everything, and everything, again, that's subjectivity. That's why we need more philosophers in natural sciences. Because we need it. We need more philosophers in economics. We need more philosophers in political science. Like, you know what I mean?
Philosophers, like, is something that goes in tandem with everything you're learning. Exactly. It's not something that's like, you know, with philosophy, it's that would be amazing if you have mastered another subject and also have that philosophical knowledge to understand as well while mastering that subject, or while reflecting, exactly, or understanding that subject.
Exactly, and that's why, like, me and Gabby, like, we both went to liberal arts schools, and just shout out to liberal arts education. It's like, you can be, you are everything, because everything is everything. So that's why we learned philosophy of everything, you know what I mean? My classes were very philosophical in all different types of disciplines, because it translates everywhere, that questioning, that knowledge, those connections. Philosophy is about making connections to make things, so you be like, what does one thing mean, and why does the other thing mean this? You know what I mean? It's just like, what are the connections? What are you trying to say? Yeah. What does this mean?
I think maybe our next episode should be some logic formulas, because I have a whole logic type of a lot of formulas, and we were talking about how everything negates everything. So I think there can be an argument, and there can be a false lie within the argument, but it doesn't have to negate the whole argument. So there could be something that's valid, but it's not true.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You know, so it's like, I don't like...
That's why lawyers have cases, you know what I mean? It's like, this is kind of this truth, but this is kind of that truth. How does the actual truth written out in law match this?
To argue those little details.
Yeah, those details, yeah. Exactly. So this is kind of the concept of that. It just brings it all home together, be like, we are everything. And I hope you enjoy that. Also, shout out to my friend Thomas, who told me that this was... The plot of season one of
what?
Of what's that show that I watched? You know what? Fuck you guys, but like the show that I watched, I only got through two episodes because I didn't really like it. Silicon Valley.
Oh, I love it.
This was like, apparently he was like, this, like, Thomas is like, this is the
plot. Oh, yeah, because it's not the slope of penis, but it's like the motion. It's like the motion of doing something like backwards when they were just like jerking something off. So it's like doing something. Doing something like opposite, but then like doing it at the same time, and how it's like contradiction is actually working in favor of each other. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
it's like contradiction. I think we have to come back to contradiction.
I guess you should watch it. Yeah, we should watch it.
This is like a sneak peek to our next really deep episode, and like, our episodes are not consistent, and that's one thing that we are aware of. And
yeah,
that's why we like to take our time with things. And we recorded a whole other episode last week exactly. But we figured we wanted to sit a little bit more with these formulas that we kind of started our own theory about. And also, what I want to say about theories is everyone has their own theory, and none of them are fully true, and none of them are fully wrong. So that's why it's like, make your own theory as well.
Exactly. We that's the key point. Like, that's, I need people to have that in their head. Like, theories are made of man, you know what I mean? Like, man makes them up, you know what I mean? Because theories, like, one of my econ professors, like, explained, she was like, a theory is just basically someone taking a flashlight and shining it onto a perspective, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing, is you can't just have one theory. You need all of the flashlights. You need the whole room to be filled with light. You can't just look at it through one with only one light, like a one flashlight, which is one theory, which is why we question physics, we question economics, especially economics is one of those things because, again, it's a quantified subject, yeah. but it's a humanities discipline, but quantified, so therefore it's much more objective yeah. in comparison to a philosophy of political science, et cetera, et cetera.
It's not just words, there's like variables.
Yeah, there's variables, there's formulas, yeah. you know what I mean? So that's where the objectivity there, and that's where my professor was
there's
like,
some
whoa.
Constant,
yeah.
There's some constant within
that's
you,
where my
mean?
Professor like, was like, bro, like, fact. Formula quantification does not equal objectivity. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
these are all theories. These yeah. are all theories. So therefore, these theories can be changed. And if we're using, like, no, this is a honestly, like, really great tangent, like, singles for what's going on right now politically and economically. We stick to the same theories, we'll only ever see things in one way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll never move on. Like,
yeah.
it's a theory. Theories aren't perfect. They unravel. That's why capitalism fails. You know what I mean? That's what we're saying. Oh, like this neoclassical theory developed by people out of school that were like, this is a theory. This is how the free market works. This is an invisible hand, et cetera, et cetera. You know that shit. Like if any econ people, like you know that. That is a thing. Like, you know what I mean? Markets crash. There's homelessness. People fall through the cracks of capitalism. You know what I mean? Like markets are crashing every fucking 10 years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Stock markets go through waves. It's not consistent. It's not forever working. It crashes all the time and
yeah.
restarts. But the more it's going to crash, the more it's going to be unsustainable. The same
These
theories
formulas
you
are not
use.
Always a rational number. You're not always going to get a rational
because,
number. There's irrational numbers
the
in math. Like,
that's
it just keeps
saying.
On going forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
That's exactly. So when you have econ, you have, like, for example, econ, you can't say, oh, every man is individualistic, so they're going to pick this exact formula that's only going to help them maximize this exact thing. But it's like, bro, you need to take in consideration environmental factors. Those are part of your variables, you know what I mean? But nobody's got that philosophical side to be like, oh, shit, that variable for time, fucking economists use time all the time. And that's one thing. If you're a fucking economist, a political economist, you've read over and over and over again the people that question time. You know what I mean? That time, the market, it's you can't time it. You can't time it. You can't be on it. You can't predict it. But, like, time is such a subjective thing. And then, again, there's no econ. Like, there's actual things left out of the formula. Domestic labor left out of the fucking formula. Women's everything left. Women's, like, domestic work left out of the child care left out of the formula, healthcare left out of the formula. You know what I mean? So there's you're only shining a light in one manner. You gotta get it all. You gotta get it all. You gotta get the physics. You gotta get the math. You gotta get the econ, the poli sci, the language, bro, the world. You can unravel it, the more truths that just unravel with it, I guess. It's just theories are built on other theories. That's the one thing, Carl. I don't know if it was Karl Marx on it or, like, I don't know.
Probably, so, you know, everyone.
No, it's not Karl Marx. Yeah, that's what
he did. The thing
automatic.
Is, he probably did say it. And he's like, you know, am I the first one who says it? And there's so many people that we realize
that. No, but
it.
I actually read the dude
okay.
who, like, physically said it in one of my political economy classes. And I completely forgot. But he was just like, nothing is new. New
time.
Ideas are not new. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh,
they're built
right.
off
he's
on
aware.
The same
yeah.
shit. Theories are just theories built on theories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Built on previous theories, built on the launch of theories. Like,
yeah.
that's what they all are.
We're
so we can.
Our theory off of these other theories.
Exactly! Of the
natural
thing. Bro, we like, before we were thinking of gravity, we were thinking of velocity, we were thinking
yeah,
of fucking slope,
more,
y equals
like,
mx
y plus
b.
Equals the slope of a penis.
Bro, we
like,
were
like,
on
okay.
some shit, but it's just like we condensed it for you to guys get a little grip
yeah.
of where our mind was at. But it's the. You gotta keep talking about subjectivity and everything.
Yes.
That's why we're here. We're put on this earth to give you a philosophy podcast because if you're not questioning shit all the time, I don't know, you're gonna miss out on so much. You know what I miss out on so much
Kierkegaard
knowledge.
Kierkegaard is one of my favorite Inverness poet. Kierkegaard?
Yeah.
K-I-E-R-K-E-G-A-A-R-D. Kierkegaard. He died on my birthday, actually, so he honestly reincarnated into my body after. None. But I just felt, like, really touched from him when I read, because we dedicated a whole unit to subjectivity and objectivity because we understood in philosophy, we understood, like, how
yep.
important that is. Because, we like, there's a lot of unanswered questions that we're not going to answer, and we're going to accept that, but then that leads to more questions, so we might as well think about it and ponder.
Yes,
and
yeah.
it was nice that philosophy class allowed us, you know, give us that time in the day to do that because it does take a lot of time. This is
yeah.
this is a lot, really time consuming for your mind, you know, to understand Whoever's sticking with us till the very end like this and listening.
Yeah,
and,
they're philosophers. You guys are philosophers. Like, if you're sticking through and you're following our shit, you're philosophers. Like, that's what it is. That's what philosophy is the discipline of questioning and understanding that everything is everything.
Yeah.
So that's, it's kind of, we spoil the rest of our fucking ever, forever, just to tell you that everything is everything.
Exactly.
And that's us. That's Streamer Consciousness.
Awesome. I love it. And that's us. We're the number 2 podcast in the galaxy. Thank you so much for being here. This is like a vlog style. It's like a vlog style podcast. And I hope you stick with us for the vlog.
Goodbye.